Right, let's get reaction from the political editors of the newsletter and indeed the Irish News. Sam McBride from the newsletter with us this morning. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. And John Manley. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
John, let's start with you. What do you make of this? Is this revenge by Poots?
Well, I'm not sure, Steve. I'm still trying to get my head around it. It is a bit of a bombshell, whether it's just a throwaway remark or, you know, the former health minister is being deliberately mischievous. I've yet to make up my mind. You know, and as far as I'm saying about the piece in the Belfast Telegraph, I'm not aware of Peter Robinson, you know, saying anywhere on record or any senior DUP members saying that it's his intention to leave it at any point. Apart from that, the interview with Ken Reid and Alex Kane referred to earlier, which was all quite vague, you know. So I honestly don't know.
So what happens from here, Sam McBride? Because well, as I was saying earlier, when there is speculation around a leader leaving, their position is sometimes weakened. When you have a senior member of a political party saying he's gone within months, that position is significantly weakened.
Oh, it's weakened, and that's why it will not be welcomed by any leader. It's particularly difficult for Peter Robinson at the moment because he's entering a period of protracted negotiations on everything, welfare reform to potentially parades and flags and the reform of the Stormont structures. Sinn Féin will be very reluctant, I think, to do serious business with someone who they think is not going to be there perhaps in several months' time. Edwin Poots, the perhaps most underrated politicians at Stormont, I think he knew exactly what he was doing. Astonished if this was some sort of a slip of the tongue this morning.
Well, he was given an opportunity. I asked him repeatedly what he meant, and he was, you know, he's an experienced enough politician. He didn't roll back from it, Sam.
He certainly did not. And I think Peter Robinson has said in the past that he would retire at the age of 65. He then changed his mind, decided that he was going to go on for a bit. He has indicated in some limited way within the party that he will go before the Assembly elections, and perhaps there's concern that now will not happen, and people are trying to force his hand. But I do not think that this was public knowledge. Someone who is pretty close to Peter Robinson told me recently when I asked him about this that Peter Robinson is not the sort of indiscreet politician who would bandy around among many people his date of departure, and Edwin Poots knows that better than most people.
It's it's interesting, actually, as to the situation we find ourselves in, John Manley, because we have not heard from Peter Robinson in terms of his response from about this, because it just happened half an hour ago. We could get a sense of how much of a split there is in the DUP. If indeed Peter Robinson comes back and says this is nonsense, because that would then confirm that this is a direct challenge on his authority.
Yeah, I think it's maybe over-egging it to call it a split in the DUP, Stephen. Certainly there is dissent, and there is in that in the quarters that, you know, traditionally aligned to Ian Paisley aren't happy with Peter Robinson's leadership. But I got the impression that yesterday indicated a consolidation and it is a reshuffle.
Well, exactly. The reshuffle, but who's the dealer?
Well, no, I believe it was Peter Robinson's decision, you know, and he has reasserted his leadership in many ways. And I think, if anything, Edwin Poots's utterances this morning will have the opposite effect. And, you know, we'll see the DUP, certainly I can imagine they're drafting a denial as we speak. And that'll drop into our inboxes hopefully anytime soon. And it'll have the opposite effect. He'll dig his heels in and, you know, he won't be leaving, I don't think, in the foreseeable future.
Well, let me tell you that we've just got a response from the DUP. This story just about to get bigger. Here's a statement from the DUP to the Nolan Show this morning. In fact, this is a statement from Peter Robinson himself to the Nolan Show this morning. He says, "Neither now nor before the Assembly election have I any plans to stand down, and the public and media can be confident that when I decide such a moment has arrived, I will be the one to make the announcement. I repeat the comments I've previously made that I will continue to lead as long as the party and the electorate in East Belfast wish me to do so." And a senior party source has just told this programme Peter Robinson intends to lead the party into the general election and, more significantly, into the Assembly election. So, Sam McBride, here we have now a situation where within minutes of Edwin Poots saying it's public knowledge that Robinson's going, Peter Robinson hits back and says, no, he's not. What happens from here?
I think there's a danger of the DUP entering into open warfare, where for the last few months there has been a degree of covert manoeuvring by some of these people. It's very clear that the section of the DUP that believes that Peter Robinson is an electoral liability, really, not the asset that he once was. I think that Edwin Poots, by saying this publicly, has put his head above the parapet in a way that nobody else has done. It will be interesting to see whether anyone now comes out to back him. But whereas in the past, even yesterday, if Edwin Poots had said this, Peter Robinson would have had the threat of removing him as a minister, perhaps removing one of his close associates like Paul Given, that no longer really is an option for him. So short of the nuclear option of a very serious discipline for him on a personal basis, it's very difficult to see what Peter Robinson can do to get at him at this point.
When we talk about this deck of cards, though, and reshuffles, surely in this situation now where Poots announces Robinson's resignation and Robinson says it's not happening, surely the deck of cards are all piled in favour of Peter Robinson, John Manley.
Yeah,
he's got the power, and he's got the power within the party, to be fair.
Yes, he has a strong power base within the party, Stephen, and as I said, I wouldn't characterise it as a split. I would see it as a minority grouping whose power is actually diminishing. And I imagine that Ian Paisley's phone will be ringing off the hook this afternoon, Ian Paisley Jr., as journalists try and get in touch with him. But I'd imagine that the DUP headquarters will move pretty swiftly to quell this rebellion and quell talk of Peter Robinson's imminent resignation.
Do you agree with Sam McBride that this could turn into open warfare within the DUP?
I'm not so sure. I think we had our chance for that over the summer. And when Peter Robinson's often at his weakest, and when he decides to go on holiday, and we've seen that the last two summers. No, but Sam has a greater insight into the DUP than I have.